this version of America tonight. My name is Kate Delaney, coast to coast. Big shout out to all my friends in the flyover states. And another weekend is upon us. This is a weekend where you might go and catch one of those movies that we've been reviewing. Remember, in our last hour of our show, we always do our cheap movie review. And there's some interesting movies that are out there, including The Teenage Affair, The Twilight Saga continues. But I think Lincoln is going to really rage at the box office. It's not going to be about the teens. Maybe it's going to be about the teens, but it's definitely going to be about Lincoln, too, as well. Maybe they split things. It's not about box office. Skyfall would kill all of the possible contenders this weekend, because we're coming up on Thanksgiving, so more people, I think, are going to go out and see probably Skyfall, and they're going to go out and see Argo, too, as well. You don't have to go to a movie to see the horror show that's unfortunately unfolding in Midland, Texas. How often on this show do we talk about veterans and really our love for the people who serve this country, and do what you do in the military? Don't question. Perhaps when they're out of the military or they're in their circle, but you never see that. It's about the following the orders and serving proudly and being deployed again and again. And we have an amazing military, a voluntary military right now at this point. So you have people who are coming back and they're missing limbs and they've seen friends get killed by these roadside bombs or in some sort of another fire. Fire attack upon them, and they come back, and we can't honor them enough. And I say this all the time, because there's no one big mamma jamma parade, no giant parade down the heart of Manhattan and New York City. And so many towns have done wonderful things by throwing parades and parties and doing whatever they can to just let people know, hey, we appreciate you. You're one of ours. You're from our town, and we love you for what you did, and we're here for you, and all that kind of stuff. And you're seeing this really bubble up a lot. Not that it hasn't always been there. In Midland, Texas, that's exactly what they were trying to do, honor people who had served. And if you haven't heard this yet, and this is why we're starting, because of the feelings that we have for military folks, but the idea was to do that, was just to have the veterans who came back be in a parade, be recognized with their spouses. They're on a float, and they're going across train tracks, and you can just guess what the outcome of this is. A freight train slams into the float, carrying those wounded veterans, killing 4 people, injuring 17 others. There's some others whose lives are hanging in the balance. Nobody could feel worse than the engineer of the train as they watched and tried to do what they could, hit the horn, did everything they could, but it was too late. Some people got off the float, but not enough got off the float. You had about 24 who were there sitting in the chairs. They were set up on the back of a flatbed tractor trailer that was decorated, a picture in your mind, with American flags and signs that identified each and every single one of them. And the float was among the 2 flatbed tractor trailers, because there was another one, carrying the military folks and their spouses. So the first truck crossed the railroad tracks. The second truck's trailer was still on the crossing when the train approached. The train honked, but the 18-wheeler could not go anywhere because the other one was right in front of it. Here's what one of the eyewitnesses had to say about seeing what happened.
Some people were able to jump off, and some, they were sitting on the wheelchair on top of that, and they couldn't do nothing about it. The first truck got across. The second truck was just, you know, halfway, and it just got hit right in the middle of the trailer with all those people sitting on there.
Wow, awful, depressing stuff, without a doubt. Hey, if you want to throw in your two cents at any point in this show, because we're going to take you on a journey through this hour in a couple of different directions, including some big testimony that's happening behind closed doors on the hill heading into the weekend, keep this number handy. Just scribble it down in your hand. You know, when you were a kid, guys, you know what I'm talking about, and you got a girl's number and you didn't have any paper, and so you scribbled it on your hand, and then magically it got erased. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Bill is listening to us in Oregon. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Opens the concert. Love and only love will endure. And then at the very end, Mr. Soul. Do you have soul? Does any of it matter anyway? That's why I'm proud to be Don Geronimo's friend on Don Geronimo's show.
Bill, were you waiting for another show? What was going on there? I don't get it, but okay. I gotcha. It's good. Whatever.
I don't think they were just sketchy. I think they were extra sketchy.
Yeah, that was a little etch-a-sketchy. I'm going to have to agree with that. Definitely was a little etch-a-sketchy. Nothing etch-a-sketchy about what's going on with the Petraeus thing. Coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the whole Libya thing and the fact-finding and what's going to ultimately come out of this Benghazi stuff. What is Congress going to say when they come out of committee and then see where the narrative leads us? Seems like the narrative is in four different directions, and that's probably the problem. You know, it's that thing of communication. Whatever the communication is, you got to get it straight. You got to get the story straight so that you have one narrative, not three different versions of what happened, especially when this has really upset a lot of people in the United States. And of course, you had the ambassador who was slaughtered. You had the three others, including the two Navy SEALs, who also were killed. And we don't have an explanation of the who, what, where, when, and why. We have the who that were killed, but we don't have all the other pieces of it. They're starting to eke out, like there were Libyan militants that were there, so that was part of it. Who ultimately led all of the people that were there with the rocket launchers, etc., to the party and told them, here's where everything is, here's how wide open it is, because that's what I think happened. Don't worry, you're not going to catch a lot of flack back, because we don't have that many people watching their back. So feel free to come in. And it was on September 11th, 11 years later. It seemed obvious that it was a terror attack, but yet those are the words that just have never, not until it was past the fact, never ever left the White House grounds. Initially, it was the whole thing about the film and all this other nonsense. I mean, you know, give me a break. What do you think? World War III, could it open up because of what's happening with Israel and these attacks from the Gaza Strip? I'll explain. Stay with us on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschammel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening to America tonight. We're still hanging in for several more shows before we cut off the head of any turkeys. But then heading back east, and we'll see. I'm actually going to get a legitimate tour of the Sandy damage, so I won't be rubbernecking it. I'll actually get a tour from some of the officials down there in South Jersey in Atlantic City. And remember, some of the boardwalk was lopped off from where I actually broadcast in the summer, so I'll be curious to see that and to see how they're pulling it together. Not much coverage there. There was on the night when it came in. Most of the coverage in the end focused on it as it should have, because so much damage was done in Staten Island and Asbury Park area and, you know, Seaside Heights. It was terrible, that boardwalk, and to see the roller coaster in the water and just some crazy things of rearrangement, Mother Nature playing a terrible, awful joke, which, by the way, the gas rationing, that's wrapped up in New York and New Jersey. There are more people that have power now than did a week and a half ago, but certainly not everyone. There are some buildings that still do not have power. They are not able to turn that power on, and part of that is the building and the safety of the building. In the end, they can't flip that switch unless they know that they're completely covered off on that. All right, I always tell people that I have the greatest show when it comes to emailers that I've ever had in New York, Dallas, or wherever I worked. What a thoughtful audience this is, as you piece together your thoughts sometimes on things that you hear. Yeah, seriously. Really is a good audience for that. So if you hear things and you want to vent later or you have something you want to share, whatever it might be, you just have to go to americatonight.net and click on contact, and you are in, my friends. We're going to talk about Iran and the situation in Iran. through some of the emails that I got here in a second. And on that note, let's go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one from Keith, listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Keith says, yo, Delaney, I'm digging the offerings of America tonight. Here's the thing. I was listening to you talk about what's happening in Israel, and you said there's no middle ground here. And I got to tell you, I completely agree. Once this goes down and we really have war looming over our heads, once this thing completely explodes, we got no choice. We are in on this. Romney was a better ambassador in talking to Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli people than Obama is. But Obama's still going to back the situation. How can he not back the Israelis? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Well, yeah, especially if Ahmadinejad gets involved. And let's face it, truly, what you need to know, with all of the rockets that are being lobbed into Tel Aviv, that material, those weapons, are courtesy of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, at least some of them from Iran. They snuck them in that way, and they were pulling them in. So there's a big threat in Tel Aviv. The fighting between the two sides is definitely escalating. You had the first ever militant attack on Tel Aviv. And that's the heartland. You're talking about, you're getting into the heartland there. Three people died in the south when a projectile slammed into an apartment building. In the Palestine territory of Gaza Strip, you had 19 people, including five kids, that were killed. Because what did Israel do? They sent up their fighter planes and drones and sent missiles down on the weapons areas, what they thought were the suspected weapon stores and the rocket launching sites. They had some good info on that, good intel, and they're going to take them out. So 85 missiles exploded within 45 minutes in Gaza City. You had a black smoke just boom high above that whole coastal area. And they said they were targeting, in Gaza City, they were targeting underground rocket launching sites. And will we see a break in the action here with Benjamin Netanyahu? Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, told Egypt that Israel would be prepared to suspend its military offense in the Gaza Strip during the Egyptian prime minister's visit there. So maybe that happens, and then they collide again. But the fighting has you wondering. It isn't. We know it's unstable. Is this something that we haven't known, that they're always on the verge of a possible upheaval or war? Of course we know that. How deep should we be involved? Is there anyone listening to me that thinks, you know what, we can't afford this. There's other allies. We're not going to shoulder the burden here. We can't shoulder the burden. Yeah, that's my two cents. I know I went off on a tangent, Keith. So, let's move on to the next one. And this one comes to us from Addie, who says, thumbs down. I know that this is not going to be popular to say, and I don't really have anything against Israel. In fact, I've always wanted to go there. But I don't think that we can ill afford to jump into the fray here because we don't have the money. How can we help people when we can't get our act together financially? For goodness sake, what are we going to do? Go into $25 trillion debt? We'll never dig ourselves out of the hole. And that's the true, cold, hard facts. It is true that it would be deadly if we were full on in this because the money well is dry. The money well is dry and we owe China big time. So everything's on credit, baby. Yep, we're like a girl gone wild at age 16 who gets an accidental credit card because they think she's in her first year in college. She goes to the mall with her friends and oh my, oh my. So that's it. I mean, the plastic, we've just extended so much of that credit, we don't have any more to go there because we can't get out of that. I don't see how you dig out of that kind of debt that I'm talking about. So the attacks are going to increase, And there's going to be, I think there could be a serious explosion here, meaning this whole place erupts into World War III. Here we go to Telly. Telly says, hello, America, tonight. I have to tell you, I went to see Skyfall. I got a big chuckle out of you playing it up last time, and then you did a thing on the Bond book. I absolutely loved it, loved it. Yes. I just want to tell everyone there's a surprise ending, although I will not tell you what that ending is. How's that? That's called a compromise. Too bad our lawmakers can't do that. Maybe they need a field trip to go and see a movie together to break the ice. Oh, could you see that? They couldn't decide on a movie. It would be the worst. Field trip, we're going to pile into the limos, go around the corner and watch a movie together. Maybe it'll bring us closer. Doubtful. Here's our last one on America Tonight, and this one is from Bob in Vermont. He emails us a lot. Bob says, Kate, I was so sad to hear about that story out of Texas and the fact that the one car got stuck on the tracks and was slammed into. It seems in this day and age very hard to believe that that would happen at a Veterans Day parade. How could they not have stopped knowing that there were another car to pull and making sure the coast was clear before they did that? I can't believe that the National Transportation Safety Board is not going to find a ruling of driver error in both cases. It doesn't make any sense. Thank goodness one of the flatbeds got through. And boy, it's a shame about the other, as a town must be not only in mourning, but complete and utter shock over what happened on those tracks. I know I would be that way, especially witnessing it and not having any power to do anything about it. Well said. That has to be a terrible feeling, just absolutely powerless. Speaking of powerless, we're going to leave you with this last thought. I saw a story today about the Postal Service. Do you know that they reported $15.9 billion in annual losses? If you enjoy walking to the mailbox, keep enjoying it because it is slipping away. How they're going to be able to stay afloat because they rely on stamps and other products rather than taxpayer money, they are going down the tubes fast, my friends, fast.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Worse.
Wait.
Can't get any
There's
worse.
There's more. You
Take
get my Liberty
around,
Stickers
Alex.
Wholesale.
Where's the threshold of hell?
When you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are we asking ourselves that a question, especially when we could be sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what happens with Israel and a potential World War III? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Are you all in on Israel, or do you say we have to take a hard stance because there is no in-between? You're either in or you're out on this question. Are you out on Israel? Are you in? Should it come to that? 855-266-KATE. Let me throw in the other digits. 855-266-5283. Dan is listening to us in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
I have to tell you something. I told your joke to somebody today, the joke that you made up yesterday about Petraeus,
yes,
and his girlfriend when you said she took dictation,
yes,
and I had the whole room laughing, and I gave you credit.
Well, I got one for you tonight.
Good.
Okay, here we go. This Jewish rabbi and this Catholic priest were lifelong friends, and they had breakfast together every morning. So they were sitting there having the priest was having his ham and eggs, and the rabbi was having his oatmeal. Finally, the Catholic priest said, hey, Peter, you ever had ham and eggs? He says, you know we can't have that. He says, come on. He says, have you ever had it? He says, well, yeah. He says, ah. So the rabbi says, hey, you priest, you practice.
That's a good one. I like it.
You have my permission to use it, honey.
Yeah, you know what? Seriously, about 80% of your jokes are pretty good. That's a good percentage, Dana, when you don't do it for a living. That's good.
Well, my dad said with a face like mine, I had to be a comedian, so I'm already working at it.
Thanks, Dad.
No, don't go away. Don't go away. I'm not done.
Well, yeah, I said thanks, Dad, to your father for telling you that.
Oh, yeah, I thank you, too. Okay, here we go. Do you really think our beloved president would back Israel if it came to a crisis?
I think he would be forced to. I do. I think he'd be forced to. You think he wouldn't? You think he'd back out of it?
No. Hey, he watched four of our people get murdered right in front of his eyes in real time and did nothing. You think he would risk going to a nuclear war or even escalating it even further to a situation where it could be total Armageddon in the world? Because, you know, there's going to be all kinds of people back in the other side, and I don't mean just the local boys. Okay?
All right. So you think I do get what you're saying. So you think for sure? I disagree with you there, but we'll see. Because I think the pressure points would be so there would just be so many people down his throat that even with the fact that, okay, now I don't have to run for re-election, I'm doing what I'm doing, I have the power of the executive office, I don't know. Well, I mean, we'll see, because I hope it doesn't come to World War III, but boy, I fear it.
I think he'll push it off to the third year of his administration, using every power he has to stop it, and that will give him time to get rid of our nuclear weapons.
After that,
Katie bar the door.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
But you already said after his reelection, he told Medvedev to tell Putin after his reelection he'd have the necessary flexibility to get rid of our nuclear
power. He did say that. He said he'd have more flexibility. Yeah, he used those exact words.
He's planning on getting rid of them. He's in the process right now with his czars that he has appointed that do not have to be under supervision of Congress or even answer to Congress.
Well, here's the thing. You know, unicorns fly across my roof every night if I think that we don't have to have any nukes, because it's the power of persuasion that don't jack with us. We don't want to use them. I don't want to live in a nuclear world. You've got family. You don't want to. But
listen, Kate, this guy does not like America. He's an enemy of America, and he'll do anything to sabotage us.
Man.
Wait and see. I'm right.
If you're right, I'll tell you what. I better go get those goggles, and I better get down to that Army-Navy store and go get my mask.
Good luck. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you when you get back from wherever.
From the east, but I'll be back.
Yeah,
we still have a couple more shows. We're not going anywhere till next week, so right
what
before Turkey Day. Wednesday.
Are we going to do Nail the Score next
week? I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to do Nail the Score on Tuesday.
Okay, I'll be there.
All right, Dan. Thanks. Tuesday, I'm glad Dan brought that up. Tuesday is Nail the Score, so we had to slide it over one day because of Turkey Day, since all of you are going to be cooking turkeys and doing all that stuff, so you're going to be busy doing the stuffing or watching someone do the stuffing. I don't know. Some of you guys probably cook out there. In fact, I think Dan says he's a pretty good cook, so he may be, I should ask him that. He might be the one whipping up the turkey dinner. All right, if you want to weigh in on the situation with Israel, I'd love to hear it. I want to hear what people think about this. 855-266-KATE. I'm going to give you the other digits again, as I said before. You want to ring in 855-266-5283, 5283. And, you know, the thing is, financially, we cannot afford it. But what do you do? And see, that's Benjamin Netanyahu really liked Romney. He was really pulling for Romney. I don't care what they say at the White House. I had some pretty good sources at the Pentagon on this. They liked He liked Romney. So if the American voters didn't like Romney or he was the other choice, there's no doubt that Netanyahu wanted to see Romney get in there. No matter how it looks in the photo ops, that's what he wanted to see. And for good reason, because he knows he is caught. He is caught in that trap there in the sands in the Middle East. And he's got lots of weapons, but using the weapons and going back and forth at the Gaza Strip, you know he's infuriated because the weapons that they have from Hamas and Hezbollah, terrorist groups funded by Iran, without a doubt, meaning all of that weaponry, a big chunk of it, comes from Ahmadinejad, courtesy of Ahmadinejad. Pete in Texas, hello.
Hello.
What's up, Pete?
Oh, all is well. No, I just want to comment on the beloved president. You know, you can't please everybody, but with the Benghazi thing, he chose wrong, and he chose sides. And now he's a traitor.
He's a traitor because he did choose wrong. You're right, he did choose wrong, and I think there's a big push to not just let this slip away. And this is going to be interesting the next 2 weeks to see what we already know, Pete. I mean, what we already know, but what may come out are some other side gems that people weren't aware of with the situation there.
You know, if we can prove he, without a doubt, that he saw what we know he saw, we just got to prove it. We bring him up on charges right there. He's the enemy. He is the enemy, foreign or domestic. I believe that's what it says, that the oath he took.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is you got to protect your own. You got to be able to do it. You got to, hey, there's a reason why we live in such a great country. And I'll tell you, people are furious over it. And that's why the Benghazi thing is not going to shake loose anytime soon. And that's why there was that push to even talk more to Petraeus, because there were two different storylines that he was saying. The first one he said, and then the second one. And then, like you said, watching it unfold, too, in the White House, man, you do have to question some of these things. But here's the thing, Pete. Why would you want to be? And you know, other people listening to this are like, "Oh, that is crackpot crap. That is nonsense. He is a great guy. He just wants to do the best for America." You know, what ultimately do you think it's because of his upbringing that he was lived in all these different places, and he really does just want to have a socialist society?
Well, he is incompetent. That's the N word for him. He's incompetent.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. I said, to me, you know, when all this stuff was coming up about birthers, and birthers were out there and they were trying to prove the whole thing, the birth certificate, I said, you know what, who cares about all that if you go to the fringe side? The bottom line is, if you had to come up with one word to describe his presidency, the first term, ineffective. Ineffective.
He's a Chicago thug. That's all he is.
That's what I think. I think it's more about the Chicago politics than all the other things. I think it's just the status quo, the Rahm Emanuels and the Axelrods and all those guys. They're very good. They were very good at getting them elected because they're used to being able to do that in Chicago. That's how it works. You look at the history of the mayors there. Look at the politics in general. Without a doubt, it's just a completely different breed there. Pete, thanks. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We can count on the flip side.
Million. Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663.
A wild can of worms here on America Tonight. There's an article in Men's Health magazine, Why Women Are the Smarter Sex, about health, right? Women are smarter about health. Do you think that's true, guys? In our virtual green room, Greg Stebbins, he's one of the editors of Men's Health magazine. At first, I have to tell you, Greg, when I saw the headline, I thought it was Why Women Are Smarter Than They're the Smarter Sex, and then I saw the about health.
We're not conceding that. No, we're going to stay focused on this conversation. We'd like to think that we're smart about lots of other stuff. So, but we will, at Men's Health, we will concede that when it comes to health, women just, you know, they got it together. As guys, we try, we're doing our best, but the women, they're excellent.
So you talk about what I think would be, I'm thinking right off the top of my head, what is obvious. I see this from my brother and other men in my life. Not so much my husband. He's actually a freak of nature because he'll go to the doctors. But is part of the problem men just don't go to the doctors, first of all?
Bingo. I mean, that's a huge part of it. And one of the doctors we talked to for this article said something really interesting. Because if you just ask me out of the blue, and I've been an editor at Men's Health a long time, so we've talked about this and written about it a lot. If you said to me, why don't men go to the doctor, I'd have 5 or 6 reasons. I'd have an awe about it. But this one doctor we talked to, he said, I know why guys don't show up in my office. He said, it's one word, fear. They're afraid of what they're going to hear, what they're going to see, and what they're going to learn. It's, you know, it's very similar to the word denial. And as guys, A, we think we're immortal. You can't hurt us. You can't kill us. And if we go to the doctor and get bad news, it messes with our psychological immortality. But we also just, we're willing to die in ignorance rather than take that piece of bad news and take the bullet.
Yeah, you know, it's I've heard stories like this from famous people and just average guys, but I can remember Blythe Danner, who is the mother of Gwyneth Paltrow, talking about Bruce Paltrow, her husband, and saying, you know, he died of cancer, and he still may have died, but she said that for a long time he complained about not feeling right, and she tried to get him to go to the doctors, and he didn't, and she swears that if he had gone to the doctors, who knows, maybe we could have caught it sooner.
Well, you know, this is actually a key point in this article. I think a lot of women will not like to hear what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway because I think it's important to consider. And that is, if you're a woman and you're in a relationship with a man, and when I say relationship, it could be your husband, your boyfriend, your brother, your father, whatever the relationship is. If he's not taking responsibility for his health, maybe you should consider stepping in and taking responsibility for his health for him. Because, look, men's health is a women's health issue. In the case of a woman who's married to a man, living with a man, a girlfriend to a man, whatever the case may be, if he dies prematurely, whose life is more greatly impacted by that?
The woman's the family.
And yeah. I don't mean left behind like you're a victim or you can't live without them or anything. I'm talking about just purely pragmatically. If this was an important person in your life and he died prematurely and he didn't have to and you could prevent it, it's in your best interest to prevent it. And as guys, we're not good at taking care of ourselves. So if you've got to grab him by the arm, grab him by the ear, or just grab his iPhone and say, you can't have it back till you go get a physical, then maybe it's worth doing, and maybe it's what you got to do.
How statistically do we know how many guys or men die before their time?
Well, so there's actually two articles in this issue of Men's Health that address this. One's called What Men Can Learn About Health from Women. And the other one, which frankly in a way is even more shocking, the name of the article is Why Do American Men Die So Young? American men die much younger, or a lot of American men die much younger than they need to, and much younger than women. And it's hard to quantify. It's hard to know how many of them are dying prematurely, but I can tell you the numbers are very large. And in some of the causes of young male deaths are very, very upsetting. And I'm just going to mention one, suicide. Suicide is a major cause of death. Why? Because there were some signs, nobody saw them, or everyone around him was in denial. Everyone assumed he would take care of himself because he's a guy and that's what we're supposed to do. And then it's too late. And one of the tricks of something like suicide is you know how many people kill themselves and leave a note. You know how many people kill themselves in obvious ways. What about the number of men who die in completely unpredictable car wrecks or other things like that where they decide, they do it, and you have no way of proving it, and it's a complete waste of a life.
So depressing. Awful. And you're right, we're seeing this more and more statistically. It's off the charts. I mean, I just had this conversation with somebody. It is off the charts what we're seeing. In fact, a sad story I'll share on the air that just a woman that, you know, lives across the street from me, she has a great thriving business that she started, and her young daughter was so excited out of college and engaged and to get married, and the guy that she was going to get married to, was engaged to, killed himself, and they're at a loss. They have no... Greg, they have no idea how this is possible because he was fun-loving, excited, showed no signs of there's some kind of problem.
Yeah, and there may be cases where there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we report in the story, to get back to your question, we predict about 150,000 guys a year die earlier than they need to, and many of those are men who die young. And that's, you know, that's just a tragic loss of life. It's just tragic.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, so women really, you have to nag the men in your life. Obviously, that's one tip, and I know guys hate that, but that it does work. What are other things?
Maybe it's not nagging. Maybe there's actually a better way to do this, and let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
So nagging's one's approach, but we kind of all know how successful nagging works. We wouldn't call it nagging if it worked, right? Because
right.
You wouldn't have to nag.
Sure.
But one of the things is, you know, you have to look at your own relationship. But if you can get buy-in in advance, if you can get an agreement on, we're going to do this together, or I'm going to make an appointment for you, or I think you need to see a doctor and I want to help you, or whatever. I mean, if you can do this in a collaborative teamwork approach, then you're not put in a position of nagging. Nagging's not good on for a relationship.
No.
And this is possible in many, many relationships. And if you can get buy-in at some level, because, look, you already have buy-in in a similar way when it comes to taking care of the family computer or the family car or the roof on the house. I mean, there's many things around your life together that you have, in a spoken or unspoken way, agreed that he's going to take care of. Well, just use those as leverage and say, honey, you do X, Y, and Z. I've decided that I'm going to do A, B, and C, and C is helping you take care of your health. So we're going to the doctor next Tuesday. I made an appointment. I'm picking you up at the office. We're going out for a nice lunch, and then we're going to go see the doc.
Well, that's a good way to do it. Absolutely. Just go ahead and make the appointment and do something else. Yeah, to kind of... Well, that's what women do, Greg. You know that. We have to manipulate into certain situations. I have to say the word, but that's it.
As guys, we do it too. We just don't talk about it as much. But I mean, look, this is different than nagging about taking the trash out. This is purely for the mutual benefit of both of you. And, you know, a guy, when it comes to taking out the trash, our attitude is, I can take it out now or I can take it out later. When it comes to his health, later may be too late, and it's important as a couple for you two to talk about and make that very important distinction. It may be a life-saving distinction.
Yeah. You know, you just gave me an idea. Maybe the thing to do is, when you celebrate an anniversary, is you go and get a yearly checkup, because I think a lot of people don't get checkups, frankly.
Yeah, that's a great idea right there. I mean, that's kind of like the, you know, change the battery in the fire detector on Father's Day. That's a great idea. On your wedding anniversary, do something for both of you. Go see a doctor. Both of you get a physical. I think that's a brilliant idea. Whatever structure or form it takes, if one of you can take responsibility and it gets the job done where it wasn't getting done before, look, there are so many health problems that are not problems if you catch them early. Lots of forms of cancer. If you knew about high blood pressure early, if you knew about diabetes early, if you knew about so many things early, you'd have so much better a chance at combating them. And the thing about guys is, you know, we can have, like, some kind of stuff oozing out of our chest, and we still won't go to the doctor. We'll see if it's still oozing tomorrow. And if it's oozing tomorrow, we'll put it off to the next day. If we're really mad at it, then help us be better by helping us do it.
Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine, thanks for popping on ATN.
It's great to be here, Kate.
Thanks, Gregory. Hey, you have a great night, and I look forward to when your show comes on.
Thank you. Great talking to you, Kate.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature